David, your thought on tonight's hard-fought 1-0 win here in Carrickfergus?
It certainly wasn't one for the purists, that's for sure. Really tough conditions, really heavy pitch, tough pitch. Some questionable decisions by certain officials, but all in all, it's a big 3 points and hard-earned 3 points, which we knew we would have to. We would have to earn the 3 points coming down here. And I thought the goal was a wonderful goal. Ryan Strain put in a great ball, and Curtis at the back post where you want your wide players. So it was more or less wide player to wide player, and it was a big goal for us, that's for sure.
Local boy, he's just on the pitch. He gave us that wee spark, didn't he?
Yeah, he does, and he's got that. And again, I've said it before, Ryan will be a big player for this club. He's a young kid who loves being here, has affiliation to the club and come through the ranks. So again, he'll be given every opportunity. It'll be little small bits for him, small steps, but he'd certainly get enough opportunities, and it's always over to a player to make sure that they're doing enough to not only be in the squad but start pushing himself to get into the team.
Great for Curtis to get off the mark with a debut goal, isn't it?
It was good. And as I say, when your wide players are crossing, you want your opposite wide player in the box, and you know, it worked out for us. About 2 or 3, we huffed and puffed a wee bit in the second half, and a couple of chances, and the goalkeeper made a save, and sort of think one of our lads maybe blocked a couple on the line. So sometimes you sort of think, are you going to get the goal? But when the goal came, it was a wonderful piece of skill and a great finish from Curtis.
Patience was the virtue, wasn't it, and waiting so long for that breakthrough goal, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and you always hope that you sort of maybe edge going in the first half, but again, it was, the conditions were virtually unplayable. The pitch was virtually unplayable at times, and obviously with the wind and the rain, it was swirling. And we made the most of it. We tried to play at times, but we probably played a lot longer. But you can hear the wind still blowing at this time. So at times you want to play really good football, and sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. But you certainly couldn't on a pitch like that tonight.
It was a potential banana skin, and they were fighting for their lives, weren't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely, and with a manager like Davey, who's passionate about his job and passionate about what he does, you know, we knew we were going to have to dig in, and the players did, and it was a huge goal for us, and we'll see where it takes us. One thing I would like to say, our home matches, our fans tonight were terrific. I know there wasn't normally on Saturday down here, we would sort of fill the sort of three sides of the ground, but the supporters that were here tonight, the second half, they were willing the ball in. They were trying to suck the ball into the net. They seen it was like a night that was going to maybe take a scruffy goal, a scrappy goal, or a magical goal, and they certainly heard their voices in the second half, helping the players out.
It's a night for the diehards to come out on a night like this, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Again, and you see them stand behind the goal and sort of sat up, the ones in the soft seats up in the stands. But say fair play to them tonight. We always want a good, vocal, strong Linfield support, and although we were down in numbers tonight due to the rearrangement of the fixture and other things, but fair play to the diehards coming out here tonight, because it certainly wasn't pleasant.
And Warren Point on Saturday, well, we know from last month how tough that's going to be.
Yeah, again, Warren Point are a team that score a lot of goals. They attack in numbers, and they've got players in the final third who can hurt you if you switch off. We'll be better prepared. We've seen them recently, so we know what we're up against, and the players, it won't be a case of we're not too sure about them. We'll go down again. We'll need to be hard working, honest, and to dig in to get the 3 points again.
I hope you and all the lads and all the spectators can get home and dry off tonight, David.
That'd be nice.